This is a few tips to aid you in your study of Thatcher's Britain 1984 time and place course. The first tip, pretty basic, but do the reading. The reading's put on there every week for a reason, and basically it lays out your basic knowledge of that week's discussion topics or theme or whatever it is. The reading sometimes can be of interest to you, sometimes it can be blatantly boring. But you kind of get out of it what you kind of get out of the course what you make of it. So if you're having trouble with the reading, you can always ask Lucy to help you understand it, talk about it in the seminar. But if you haven't done the reading, it's completely pointless trying to have a conversation about it. So my first advice would be do the reading. Next bit of advice linked to doing the reading is use the Study Direct site. It's one of the best ones I think you'll get on a history course, if it's the kind of thing you like. There's plenty of sources up there that you other sources you can look at, rather than just the generic articles that you may get given to read or chapters in books. Not that there's anything basic about them. But if you find that you're reading something on monetarism and you don't understand it, or it's not your cup of tea, or you've sat there for an hour and a half and you've read five pages and updated your Facebook status 15 times, you're probably better off spending your time looking at something else. So start with the Study Direct site. There's plenty of music videos on there you could be watching to help you. And it all helps. It's just different perspectives. So I would, first tip, do the reading. Second tip, use the Study Direct site, because it can be really helpful. There's no point wasting your time spending 3 hours and being completely unsatisfied that you read an article, it's took you 3 hours, it's 10 pages long, and you still don't understand what the hell it's about. If it doesn't interest you, that's not your fault. So just go with what you're interested in, which leads me to tip number three, which is take notice in the little things. Now, it's not a political course. I'm pretty sure it's not. It's not a politics course. It's a history course, Thatcher's Britain, and I believe that you kind of make what you want of it. Like, choose your bit of history that you want to look in, and there's so much you can look at just through the course. The topics covered, from monetarism to Falklands to poll tax and riots, and it can be connected to so many different things, and there's so many little things, like why on earth does Arthur Scargill wear that really shit suit with the crap trainers and a baseball cap to the biggest union strike there is? Not for me to say, but just take notes in the little things, and that's helped me get a project for my dissertation, which is now in full swing, and it's now so much bigger than I thought it would ever be. And in the lecture, it only got a 10-second mention. So if you find something little and you think, oh, that's interesting, or I've enjoyed that, just go with it, flow with it, see where it takes you. And you never know, you might come up lucky, or it might be a pile of poo. But at least you've gone with something you're interested in. So yeah, that's what I would say is the best thing to do. Go with what's interest of you. And the other tip I would say is don't write an essay on Billy Elliot, but you are allowed to listen to the soundtrack as much as you want. Okay, good luck, I guess.